Toad House.
Big Drill. Drill Sergeant.
Big Drill.
Big Drill.
All right. What are we talking about tonight? I don't remember. Oh, yeah, I do. All right.
Elon Musk.
Literally triggered. I'm going to have to actually end the podcast now because you guys brought up the greatest white genocide. Genocider.
Hold.
How many people have died since Seabolt?
Literally trillions. How can there be trillions of people dead if there's only 60 people on the Earth? Riddle me that, Batman. So,
go ahead.
I was just going to ask to kind of start it off a little lighthearted. Have you seen some of the fake tweets? He's had some pretty off the wall tweets, but yeah. There's been some fake ones too, right?
Yeah.
And I think it was you that linked it. One of you two may have, the one that I tried to buy the Bidens, but the Chinese weren't selling.
Oh,
I think it was one of y'all that linked it. That's fucking got me, man.
That's a good one. It's like, woo! And he actually said that. Good God.
I can't believe the Coke one is real. I know it is, but that to me is pushing it. Oh, he's like, I wish I could buy Coke so I could put cocaine. And obviously it's a joke. If you think he's serious.
Yeah. Right.
But still, for him to even say that as a joke, pretty extreme.
It's like go ahead. No. You got it.
I was gonna tell you something funny. And well, this kind of switches gears just a little bit, but so I've seen a lot of chatter on Twitter about him buying Twitter, and
it's
question,
a done deal at this point, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that can't stop it.
Why he's not using that money for something more positive?
The age old Long Beach Griffey question. Why rich man, no help poor man?
Yeah. And, you know, everybody's like, why not use that money to end world hunger, you know, or something like that? Apparently, he told some group, I don't remember what it was, but he was like, if you can come up with a plan, you know, I'll give you $6 billion. If you can come up with a plan of how to use that money to end world hunger.
Wait, billion with a B?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
He said, I will get you the money.
Yeah.
Give me the plan.
And I read their plan. It's like, give X dollars to this country. Okay.
It's like, all right, that's not a fucking plan.
That's not a plan.
No, especially considering, and this isn't a joke at all, especially considering impoverished countries typically have very corrupt governments. Who are you going to give the money to? If you give the money to fucking government XYZ, you think their people are going to see any of that money? No. How are you going to enforce it? Are you going to invade that country and force their government to give them money? What the fuck are you going to do with money?
Right. What are you going to do? And
it's like, they've never written a business plan before.
Yeah. But that sentiment was going around, you know, like, why is he not spending his money on that?
That's such a stuff. So I'm sorry. Keep going.
I'll tell you the funny thing is that Joe Biden today said that they were going to give $33 billion to Ukraine in weapons and
wait. Is this on top of the 9? We already committed 9.
I don't know if it's 33 more.
Jesus, man, fuck, y'all.
Nine only gets them like 35 days because they need $7 billion a month. You remember?
I thought it was Oh, yeah, I believe you. It doesn't. It's all fucking funny money. It's ridiculous amounts.
That's what Biden is saying. That's what Biden has asked Congress for. It's like $33 billion in aid money. Now, this is for, you know, like, quote-unquote weapons and fucking, I guess, groceries. I don't know. I don't know what it's for, really. In aid. $33 billion in aid. And where are all those people that asked Elon Musk why he's not doing anything else with that money?
Well, so, I mean, they're going to mental gymnastic it and say it's a war-torn, which it is. It's a war-torn country, and that's different, and blah, blah, blah. And then they like to trot out the argument, which at its core is correct. Governments are not people. But the way they use that argument is not sincere. So it's the rich people argument is the laziest argument you can make, because I don't disagree with, if you boil it down to a very simple sentiment, are there rich people, like insanely rich people, that could help the common person? Yes, absolutely. Do they have an obligation to? No one does. Should they? I don't know. Maybe they should more. Maybe you could make the moral argument they should care more. Like, is Larry Ellison from fucking Oracle? Is him having 12 yachts that are the biggest? Like, he owns the two biggest yachts in the world, I think, or maybe just one of them. I don't know. Point being, is that more important than maybe he donates $10 million to a school fund or whatever? No, I would argue it's not. But at the same time, you get into a weird situation if you try to actually draw this out to its conclusion, because should those rich people help? I think a lot of them should. I personally do, but I don't think it should be forced.
I think a lot of them actually do, but they just some like, of them do. Is it proportional? Like, it goes back to that parable of rich man, right. Poor man gave the money and blah, blah, blah. It's, you know, yeah, they donated $10 million. Okay. They're worth $300 billion. That's
right.
That's like me giving $1 to someone.
The interest they got in 6 months off one of their CDs or something. Right. I mean, I'm being stupid, but you get the point. Like, that's nothing to them.
Yeah,
but I do think that a lot of the people that complain that are around, you know, my income level or even slightly higher, they don't donate either. Like, I'm not saying that they should give away all their wealth. I'm not comparing someone at my income level with Larry Ellison, but I find it really hypocritical when you see those people, and if they're actually challenged on it, like in a public interview or something, and it's like, well, you know, show me, I don't remember who it was, some like lower level actor who's known for being a dick. It's kind of an anecdotal, useless story. Just take my word on it, I guess. Somebody was like, well, why don't you give this fund? He's like, all right, show me your, what's the tax form for donations? 10-7 something. Show me your tax form that shows what you donated to charity, and I'll double it. That was his thing. Because it was some random person on the street, right?
Oh, okay. That's a good one there.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And so, sure, that's anecdotal and blah, blah, blah. And there's plenty of middle income people that do donate. They're good people.
Yeah.
But it strikes me as really hypocritical when some of the folks that cry the loudest, it's demonstrated that they don't do anything. I'm not saying they can't do as much, but they just want to feel morally
superior and bitch and moan and feel like they're helping whenever they're not helping. All you're doing is pissing everybody off. That's really all you're doing, and thinking and feeling like you got this moral high ground. It's like a psychological masturbation, really, at the end of the day. You just want to make yourself feel good and feel like you're fucking... You know, Robin Hood, you're helping the poor people and shit, but you're not. You're really not. All you're doing is just, you're the opposite of endearing. What is that? You're making your, whoever you say you're representing or standing up for, you're disgusting them to whoever you're arguing.
You're making them look bad. Like you're diminishing their cause. Like you're like.
I just see somebody out there sitting on their fucking phone, like, you know what? I tweeted that motherfucker.
Got him.
They jerk themselves off thinking that they would do the same thing. That's what they would tell people. Like, well, if I had his money, I would do all this. And all you have to do is look at people that win the lottery that have like a thousandth of his income because they won like the $100 million Powerball. Do they suddenly turn into altruists?
Nope.
No, they buy hookers and blow and they get
go bankrupt in 3 years.
Right. And like athletes or, you know, a lot of professional athletes or movie stars, do they, when they, you know, the actual rags to riches ones, when they, you know, suddenly you actually grew up a nobody and now you're the starting quarterback for the fucking Packers or something.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, now you're worth 60 million a year. Right? Well, that's not that much, but you're worth tens of millions of dollars. Are you suddenly leading the cause for fucking cancer research? No. Nope.
Right. Are you at least going back to where you grew up, that poor, impoverished place where you grew up? Are you trying to make that place better? Are you trying to help those people that made you? No.
There's like one out of every 10 that do. Some of them do it, but they're so rare.
It happens, but it's not the rule. It's the exception.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, no, I don't feel bad at all about Elon person Twitter. I personally, I love his alleged position. We'll see how it plays out. He's saying right now that he just wants to implement free speech as it is defined under the U.S. code, which is going to be really interesting whenever you consider Twitter is global. So
yeah, that's what a lot of people keep pointing to. I don't know if you've seen people say, he's going to run into all these issues in the EU and something. Yeah. Something.
Okay.
I saw that too. And I wonder,
why don't they run into issues now is my count. So like what is suddenly going to happen?
I think Twitter actually enforces that, like they have a separate like EU censorship thing, and they got the UK censorship thing. They have different departments, so maybe he just keeps that up, and he just follows the law.
Yeah. Well, he's not God. He can't suddenly make other countries. I mean, he has no power of how England allow, or maybe that's a bad example.
Right.
How
the European
Union, I guess, he has no power for how they allow Twitter to interact there. Nope. No power at all. So he can say all he wants, and he can do it in the U.S. Sure, but.
But I don't know. Is he gonna?
So I agree with that. But how would you do that? How would they do that?
How would they do what? Sorry.
If he has no power for how Twitter interacts there, so is he? So you're saying if he has Twitter available in this country, then he has to have something in place that abides by the law of the land, basically.
Well, I'm using his rule, right? I'm not saying that he has to do it. I'm just saying if he's going to implement his rule of going to abide by what the law says is free speech, but, you know, kind of asterisk in parentheses off to the side is United States free speech. But right, we all know Twitter's global. So how's that going to work whenever you're in Iran?
It's just going to be the status quo as it is now because he can't change it.
I kind of agree. I agree with you there.
I don't think he'll be able to change it. But I don't think that he's going to run into problems either.
I hope he doesn't. And, you know, if all he does is implement U.S. free speech in the U.S., he will have made a dramatic change.
Right. Well, if he takes off the censorship that we have seen in the United States, kind of, because I feel like that may be like a global variable, right? Or a global.
We're talking about a piece of code. We got the global variable.
If we're talking about a piece of code or a global if statement, right? That covers all the code, all the censorship code. I guess he could. I don't know. I keep going back and forth in my head.
Yeah, no, I think there's different algorithms for every nation state.
I'm just wondering if there are things applied, let's say in the EU, that don't necessarily have to be applied according to the law, kind of like how it is in the United States or has been.
Okay.
Well, yeah, but that's a good
point.
I don't disagree with you, but there, that's not going to change. Like they're applied that way because right or wrong, the country wants to apply them that way, and he has no influence at all. He can maybe say, "I'm going to not operate Twitter in your country," or something like, "I'll block IPs originating from your country." But I'm not saying that this is the law, right?
I'm not saying for the pieces of censorship that are according to the law. I'm saying the ones that are not necessarily according to the law, but maybe according to opinion.
Right, but I'm saying it depends on who enforced it. If Twitter was the one enforcing those, like, or not enforcing, I mean, if they were generated by Twitter, like if the censorship that's not related to law was the doing of Twitter, then Elon can maybe influence that, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But if that was the result of what a country did, or what their government did, it's going to stay the same.
Right. Like, we can boil that down real quick to he's going to follow the letter of the law in every country.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm kind of confused why we, so I've got to kind of shit on us here too for a second. Why do we think that this one guy is literally going to architect all their code and infrastructure all of a sudden? No CEO does this, by the way. No CEO ever does this. So no. It's like people, like that seems to be what people that are pro Elon and against Elon are thinking, that he's literally going to come in there and fucking start up a project and be a program manager and be like, all right, well, here's what we're doing, and we're doing this today in sprint six. He's a fucking CEO.
Right.
So just because he dictates something, I get that he's like the buck stops here for public opinion and shareholders and all that stuff. But I don't know, man, day to day CEO doesn't really have a lot of say.
I don't know that they don't have a lot of say. They don't have a lot of hands on, and I agree with that.
They don't have hands on.
But they have all the say, all of it. If there's something they don't like, fucking, here, fix that now.
Well, as long as he doesn't find out.
Well, that's true, too. But if he's breaking the law in the country, he's definitely going to find out about it, because he's going to get ass fucked.
I absolutely agree with I see what you're saying, Snow. Like, absolutely.
I do too.
But he's just one man, too.
Right.
I do think that he drives the vision, and that does trickle down in a company. But I guess
when I said day to day, I meant like low level technical decisions. I'm not saying he won't drive big picture. I'm not saying he won't drive big picture change.
Yeah.
But I mean,
He's going to make statements like he did on Twitter. He's going to say, my definition of free speech and what I want for this platform is it follows the rule of, or it follows U.S. law. And if the people want to change the definition of free speech in a country, then they can engage with their legislators and change the definition of free speech, and then we'll abide by it. But if we go past those definitions of free speech, then by virtue of that, we are not being of the people. We're doing extra. We're going past it. And that's not right.
Yeah.
So that's what he said the other day in a tweet. And I kind of paraphrased because I'm trying to remember it, but I got the spirit of it right, I believe.
I will say this, and this is really anecdotal because I've just read about it. I have no firsthand knowledge, of course. But so for what I understand about SpaceX, for instance, and Tesla, for that matter, is that the day-to-day is not... Well, I mean, at the higher level, he's not that involved. Running the company is pretty much done by someone else, and I forget her name. At one of the places. I think the place that I was watching the video about was actually SpaceX. But he was very much like working on the floor with engineers, and so that's a little bit different.
He built from the ground up,
sure.
Versus Twitter, a well-established giant.
That doesn't change his behavior, how he's going to approach it.
I don't think it does. It may.
Yes.
Twitter literally was there
from the ground floor. Like, he made it. It's his.
Who?
Elon, talking about SpaceX and Tesla.
Tesla. Okay, I thought you said he built Twitter. I was like, what?
No.
Never mind.
You heard it here, folks.
Elon built Twitter.
He built Twitter.
Okay, yeah. No, you're right. But I don't know. I think he'll do that first 100 days thing where he's going to be highly, highly engaged, and he's going to be down. He's going to be elbow deep in it, and then he's probably just going to, you know, he's going to get it where he wants it. And until it's there where he wants it, he will be elbows deep in. And then once he gets it where he wants it, it's going to be hands off and I'm out. Peace. Just send me the check.
There's two things I want from it. And I've seen him say these two things. One, free speech, according to the law. I'm good with that. I don't give a fuck about other countries. Just really care about ours. And encryption, end to end.
Oh yeah, like whenever he's talking about the DMs, dude. Yeah. Y'all see that where I said he told the world, y'all's DMs ain't encrypted. By the way,
yeah.
Oh yeah.
I mean, did Twitter ever say they were?
No, but can you imagine the number of people who think they are? They think that they're protected because, oh, it's a private message. It's a direct, it's not public. So the whole world can't, no. You are wrong. Your DMs are not private. They are just.
Yeah. I would argue that the same people, who believe that it is private, probably don't understand what end-to-end encryption is.
Agreed. But, I mean, we have representatives of states and governments who are, like, they're worried about islands tipping over because too many people are on them.
Yep. Right? I mean, so. the state of that panel that was built up, I think this one was mostly Republicans, but it was bipartisan, of the tech panel when they were talking about it was last year, the year before, I think maybe in Trump's last, I don't remember, it was recent, they were talking about retarded in as general.
Fuck. Just yes, absolutely they have, retarded. They don't understand a fucking thing about it. Not a damn thing.
And they're the ones making the laws, by the way.
But here they are up here telling us, okay. And so, you know, how many, all these people have had to have fucked up over and over and over in these DMs, and that shit's public. And so now I'm like,
well, it's not public.
I'm sorry. You're right. I'm sorry. I misspoke. It's not public, but it's not encrypted. It's not secure. We'll say it's not secure at all.
Well, it's not encrypted at rest for sure. I think the key difference is it's not, I don't think it's fair to say it's not encrypted. I mean, all their stuff goes over TLS. It's not plain text HTTP on a fucking Tomcat.
But Twitter has it, and
encrypted at rest. Yes.
They could leak it and take control of representatives and, you know, blackmail them because, you know, we found what you said, told Susie Rottencrotch right there, you know.
Yeah, but what are you going to do? I can craft the same attack with Element, for example. Like, if you do this end-to-end encryption, which I would argue, unless you properly train and teach someone, makes it worse because they feel safe. And then someone says, hey, I need, what are those six words showing up on your device? Elephant, orange, apple. Okay, thanks. By the way, fuck you. I have your DMs now. Your encryption's worthless because that's your decryption key. The backup that it tells you to write down, that's what that is. And fuck you anyways. Right. I mean, it's not a magic bullet.
That's a wild ass. That's a huge disparity between those two things.
I don't think social engineering someone that doesn't know how to spell encryption is that hard of a thing to do.
I don't know, man. We should test that. That would be fun.
I mean, because all you have to do is impersonate their fucking assistant.
What I'm saying is there's no social engineering required on Twitter. It's just there.
I think it's a great thing. Yeah.
It's just there for the taking.
I think it's a great thing that it gets added. No argument.
Yeah. But sure. What I'm saying is a lot of people thought they were safe and they weren't. We know that you were never safe. We all know it. There's no argument there. But there's a lot of people who are in positions of power, levers of government, if you will, who thought they were probably safe, and you weren't. And it's like it's a big uh-oh.
I can't believe people use Twitter DMs to communicate with each other. Like people, you know, actually, some people actually tweet it. No, I know. I'm saying I can't. Okay. I can't believe people use it like a messenger app. Like, I know they do. I'm just saying it's shocking to me. I realize it like every now and again, like people, they treat it like fucking Hangouts or something or Element. Or something. It's like, why are you having threaded conversations with your friends in Twitter? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah. Or, you know, oh man, it gets wild, the shit people do whenever they think, this is private. This is private. It's like, no, it is not private. It's not even close to private. It is about as far from private as you can possibly get.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm using government officials is because they're targets. D and Snow are not targets. We're not targets.
Right. No,
no one gives a shit what we're saying, mostly.
Yeah.
But everyone gives a shit what Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Imagine saying. Joe Biden. Like, imagine Joe Biden. I'm not saying he uses Twitter. I think he's too stupid. No. But imagine he's in there, like, yeah, or, well.
Hey, Trump.
Yeah,
Trump loved Twitter.
Yeah, sure did.
What was he saying in his DMs?
Probably a bunch of really stupid shit that he would want out. Probably.
But Twitter has it. See, that's the thing. Twitter fucking has it. In the clear.
Why, they extorted him.
I don't know. Maybe they did.
Uh huh.
What's that?
They I don't what? Know.
Talking about Twitter extorting Trump.
They got his DMs, right? They got DMs.
Yeah. Do you really think he's DMing people on Twitter?
I think people DM him, unless he had it off. I don't know. But it's a hypothetical. That's all I'm saying. We have people at the helm of our government, and they have this communication platform that they assume isn't being read by someone else. And I pray to God, like, when you become a senator or a congressman or a governor or anything, there's some training by...
It's rubber stamped. They don't pay attention to it.
Please train them on not to say things, but I don't... Yeah, you're probably right. It's probably rubber stamped, and it's like, yeah, you're fine. Go. Here's your iPhone. Take off. It's like, shit.
I think... I don't want to derail the whole podcast on this, but I do think it's a little disingenuous to pretend like Twitter, all their tech employees are like reading through people's DMs and laughing, and that they don't have people that that work there that really take pride in keeping all this secure. Like, they do. There is not just open season on, like, oh, let's roll the random number generator. Oh, it's a 230. Who's number 230? Oh, it's fucking Hunter Biden. Let's read his DMs today. No, that's
Jesus.
I'm not diminishing your point that because they aren't end-to-end encrypted, all it takes is one bad actor with access, right? That's all it takes. And that
doesn't even take
risk.
A bad actor. It just takes the.
Well,
the
I mean, inside employee. I didn't mean like a hacker. I meant someone inside that wants to look at it.
A government official who's really, really powerful come in and say, "I want this," and you're going to send it to me.
So that brings up a good point. And so you're talking about bad actors within the company. So y'all know he locked down, or not he, but the code is locked down, right?
I've talked about this. I don't buy it. Those access controls. There's the dude that was told
on that one.
The dude that was what I think happened is, so the order comes down, right? And like the fucking director of CyberSec meets with the director of fucking app dev, and they're like sitting there whispered. They're like, wait. You know those audits that we didn't respond to like 2 years ago? Is access control 38C? Is that actually, it's not working? Oh, Jesus fucking. Don't tell him. Yeah. We'll just do it. Please, God, let's hope they think it worked. Like, I mean.
You know something like that happened. You know
I think it works for the most case. We all know from personal experience that those are, even if they're really well-intentioned, all it takes is one weak link in the chain. One fucking extra command, and then some guy is able to promote code that he shouldn't. That's all it takes.
Yep.
I would be shitting bricks.
Well,
if I had that position of, we don't want any code changes unless it's an emergency and has to go to senior VP level. Twitter.
Man, I think whoever that is, they're fucked, because all those changes in those follower numbers tells me y'all put a change in. Y'all put a fucking change in real quick. And I don't know if you're covering tracks. I don't know what you're doing, but you put a change in.
That's a very good point. Now, okay. So, I agree with you, because I was about to say maybe they did some bot clearing. I don't know what the fuck.
Well, I mean, Snow had a great point. It's like maybe this is just a facade, and they're shifting the bots from one side that they, you know, that they were promoting or helping or inflating. And they're shifting it over here so that whenever Elon actually gets in there with his people and they start looking around, they make it look like they were helping people that they weren't.
Yeah. Yeah.
My,
that's right.
I think that's I didn't actually mean shifting bots, but you captured the essence of what I meant. Shifting numbers, right? Moving numbers right. around. Like, I think that's more plausible than changing the fuzzing algorithm. Because I think Twitter does fuzz. I mean, we talked about it off podcast. Reddit openly says they do. I think all these platforms, I think if you don't fuzz to a degree, I don't think that that's a bad thing. I think it's good that you do it to a degree because, wow. I don't know, I kind of want you to do it, but at the same time,
like, but it's not real. It's not reality.
No, but you can't. Well, I guess you can. So if you don't do it, let me attack my own argument. If you don't do it, you have to accept the fact that your reality, quote unquote, is being negatively influenced because people can track the impact they have. And that's what fuzzing is designed to prevent against. That's its purpose, is to prevent people from being able to see the impact they're having on a post or a tweet or whatever, and to make them think, oh, I'm not sure if my campaign's working, or I'm not sure if this is working, so let me stop. If everything's real, great, our utopia, everything is real. People that are running bot farms, or aren't even bots, like actual people, like driving engagement and marketing, can instantly know what they're doing, and you're going to have fake numbers. I argue the result is fake either way. It's either fake because you're lying about it and fuzzing it, or it's fake because you're trying to be transparent, but you're allowing... All these people are not going to suddenly go away. All the marketing agencies and all the bots and all the farms are not going to magically go away because Twitter's oh, it's a new dawn. No, no.
Yeah.
So you don't get... reality is impossible regardless. You can't have it because you cannot know that every single retweet is a fucking human under their own volition retweeting it. That is impossible. Cannot be known.
Yep.
So
I agree. Yep. I agree with the technology we have and the policies we have at hand right now. I agree with you 100%. And I'll boost that with a story that Twitter put out. I'm sorry. Yeah, no, Twitter put it out today, or they announced it today, that they accidentally... Oh, you guys, I'm sorry. We accidentally overcounted our user base for the past 3 years by 2 million people. We whoopsie doodled the count by 2 million people. Why? Because really? It was, yes, they put that out today.
Are they saying those 2 million people are bots?
Well, what they're saying is, these were accounts of people who had more than one account.
Oh, so they don't know how to pipe to unique. They forgot how to do a unique.
Here's even the best. This is the even better part. This is the even better part. Even in Twitter, in like your profile and stuff, the accounts are linked. They're linked, like officially linked. We know.
You know, maybe there's a thing called a relational database. Maybe they invented it.
Right.
I don't know.
Wait,
maybe
what?
Somebody is there a database where we can? So they come out and say, no, we overcounted. I know. They're like, oh, well, we accidentally 2 million users because we accidentally counted all those accounts as individual. The word they used was, what was it? Oh, I got it up here.
The platform was counting multiple accounts from the same user as all being active. 1.9 million a quarter on average.
Right. And it was MAUs is what they call them. That's monetizable
users.
Multi-account users. Well, multi-account users? I mean,
monetizable daily active users, MDAOs.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, MDAO. Monetizable daily active users. So it counted all those extra accounts people had.
Oh, but did you read this? This isn't the first time it happened. In 2017, they said they had done it for 3 years. 2014 did the same thing. They said in 2014 to 2017.
They did it again. Yes,
again.
They did it again. So at this point, now we got some corporate lying going on here. It's some corporate malfeasance.
So what do you think is
fraud.
It is fraud.
Okay.
I mean, because I don't see why else you would do it, right? Because your shareholders and your investors, they want to see user growth. That's all Twitter is. Well,
right.
I don't, you know what I mean,
and
though.
User growth, yeah.
Yeah, and you get more engagement by more users. And companies always want to grow. Even though that's impossible, eventually you stagnate.
They
always
have to
want to
make up numbers.
Right, so you have to
and
find...
And that's what they did.
You have to either bring in new users by buying a company or by putting up a competitor out of business, or you have to fudge the numbers, and you have to find new ways to count people. Or in Twitter's case, apparently lie. I mean,
that's what they did for 3 years.
Twice.
Again. Right.
So at this point in time, there's 2 million that they counted and weren't supposed to count, correct?
Right. This says 2 million a quarter.
2 million a quarter.
They were off by around 2 million a quarter on average. So.
Yeah, so that's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 2 on the, what, 36?
So are you saying that they were reporting, that they were saying they had 2 million more, like, per quarter?
Yes. So what I don't understand, what is not clear to me, is I don't know that you can add them. Because I don't know is it saying it's a trending average?
Right.
Like, so it's the same approximately 2 million people, but each quarter it fluctuates a bit? Or is it 2 million people each quarter? I don't think you can necessarily add it all together. I don't know.
I think it means that maybe they've been counting the same 2 million on top of new accounts, right?
Well, so, what's crazy is why lie? Because I found another article that says even if you take away those numbers, they still have more than 10 million this last quarter. New ones, new users. Even if you take away the fudging, they still have more than 10 million new users. That's 20%. But
that
why?
Matters.
Why? I mean,
it's 20% less.
I guess. I would find it a lot more damning if you take it away and they stagnated. Right? If you take that number away and it turns out Twitter's not been growing.
My metrics, man. We know how these fucking people operate.
But the thing is they release that statement because so the numbers are going to drop.
Yes.
So now what they're going to say is nobody's even going to remember this fucking article. When the numbers come out for this quarter, they're going to say, "Oh, well, we're 200 million less." Or not 200 million, 2 million less than last quarter, or 2 million and change, right? Or something like that. Whatever the offset is between new users and the 2 million.
Right. They're going to say, who asked? And you can go on.
Yeah.
And probably Elon will too. He'll be like, I don't care. Maybe Elon will too.
That's crazy though. 10 million last quarter?
Yeah. They got 10 million new last, and that's after taking away the 2 million, like 10 million new users, like additional new users in one quarter.
That's crazy.
That's what I'm saying. It's so crazy. That's still that's such an insane amount of growth.
It really is. And now that, Elon's got the perfect plan. He really does. He's going to put Starlink up. Everybody's going to have internet access. And yep. Everybody's going to be on Twitter.
That son of a bitch. I'm telling you. I mean, the internet loved him. They loved to love him. And he was their darling for forever. But he didn't toe the line. So now he's a son of a bitch. And we all fucking hate him. And he's a goddamn bigot. Clearly.
Clearly. Yeah. He posted something that was... it was like a chart of his.
Yeah, the left and right.
Yeah, the left.
Yeah, that was really funny.
Yeah, that was funny.
Hello, fellow liberal.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say me personally, I'm probably a little right of the center. Not all the way right, but because I just don't like a lot of government at all. I don't like enough government to call myself a left or a right. I don't know.
Government bad.
It's hard to say.
ANCAP.
ANCAP. How to make Molotov. Last Google search misspelled 300 times.
I'm going to buy Molotovs from a company that makes it from free roaming cageless chicken yolks for some reason.
It'd be interesting to see... Like how it all plays out, really. I have seen some articles saying that he could back out of the deal, and he may, but I don't know.
No, he won't.
It would be. I think it would be PR suicide if he backed out.
Yeah, if he backs out now, he's done. It's bad. Yeah,
he's in too deep now. You make the Coca-Cola cocaine joke? No.
Yeah,
you're in.
Even if he tries to say, "Well, I got in there and they forced me," it doesn't matter. There's no salvaging it. He's dead if he backs out.
Yeah, right.
This is your shit sandwich now, buddy.
Yeah.
You better unfuck it.
Yeah.
Good, bad, or otherwise. I mean, this is yours now. So, you know, you talked a big game. You was going to do free speech, and you was going to fix all of America's woes because people couldn't communicate. All right, well, get in there. Make it happen, big guy.
He's gonna come. He's gonna fall short. I just don't think he cares. I truly don't. I think it's an ego flex.
Well, you know what started it all, don't you?
What?
You know what started this whole fucking thing? No. Well, maybe, but no, I don't think so.
Well, what'd you say?
It was that they Twitter banned Babylon Bee for making a joke about their quote unquote man of the year. And they named their man of the year our current Department of Health and Safety, I think it is, the fucking Troon.
Wait, the Babylon Bee said that? And they sort of banned them?
Yeah, so Babylon Bee named the Troon our the man of the year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Named that dude the man of the year. Well, he thinks he's a woman. He's running around with a dick between his legs and thinks he's a woman. So he named him the man of the year, and Twitter was like, nope, you're out of here. And they banned him, like permaban, get the fuck out, ban. No recourse, no appeal, get out.
Pasco, get out.
Right. And then Elon Musk, like, you know, he hit him up on some other medium. I think it was Facebook. He's like, did that really happen? Is that really what happened? And they sent him the letter. It was like, yeah, this is, you know, here it is. This is why they banned us. And then he put up that fucking post about, do you think Twitter is a platform for free speech? Do you, you know, be honest, because this will have ramifications.
Wow.
And then we got that other guy. Yeah, we got that other guy saying, literally, it was the snow showed up and said, literally nothing will happen from this. You are full of shit.
Listen, we do a service. No. Y'all can hate us all we want.
Snow it's showed a
thankless
up.
Job.
You no. None of you fuckers will do anything. You're all full of shit. And then that one time they fucked around and found out.
The one time Snow was
that
drunk.
Guy actually retweeted. He said, "This day will haunt me for the rest of my life."
Costing the lives of trillions.
All the bodies.
Can you imagine though, if Elon backs out, that guy is going to be on fucking Good Morning America. I knew it all.
Probably.
Yeah.
But yeah, this was all of this. All the impetus of all this was fucking Babylon Bee and Elon Musk liking their humor. He was like, wait, hold up now. Y'all got banned for what? And then I'm not saying he didn't have his eye on Twitter to begin with.
Yeah, I think that's giving him a lot of credit to say that's really what it may. So it could have been that he was like, he had his eye on Twitter, like you're saying. And he's like, oh, okay, I find these guys funny. That's fine. I like them, whatever. Also, this is a big, I can use this to swing a big PR move.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
Yeah, right. So, all right, no, I can do this. This is good PR. I got optics. It's all set in place. Here we go. Yeet!
It's perfect. Yep. It's perfect. It's absolutely perfect. Because okay. So I'm kind of throwing this out there. You can poke holes in it. Which side likes Babylon Bee more, left or right?
Right.
Right.
Right. Of course, I think it's right.
Who drives more gas powered vehicles?
Right.
Yeah.
Genius again.
He's trying to get him on there to buy his Tesla.
He's trying to sell electric cars.
He's trying to get.
I don't know how to tell you this, but the deep right that drive all these, they can't afford.
We ain't exactly coming up with money. We're not swimming.
In before he gets some subsidy passed in the government and fucking Not a Tesla, because those are still going to be reserved for the elite. Nah, but like a fucking like, the Prius 2.0, yeah, where you can get one for $5 at a hamburger coupon. Yeah,
it's gonna be the Tesla Model El Camino. It
comes with an AR-15.
Yeah, the El Camino. Yeah.
It's got a little mount in the back glass for an AR-15.
it comes with an AR-15 and two rolls of a Timberwolf.
Yep. The Grizzly.
Grizzly.
Grizzly. There you go. Grizzly. Yeah. Fuck menthol. Wait, they're banning that shit menthol too. God dang it.
Yeah, I saw that. They're banning cools.
Yeah, man, they're banning menthol.
Ban them. That shit's so... you're literally smoking mint cancer. Fuck off. You get what you deserve.
Right. Man,
I go full off the... Authoritarian? Fuck, I can't
authoritarian.
Say that word. Thank you. Full authoritarian. Your mint-flavored cancer.
This is his line. This is Snow's line.
Yeah.
No menthols.
I love smoking, but do you have any of that mint?
Right. Can you make this taste worse somehow? Yeah,
can you make it taste worse, please?
I don't know. I don't smoke, but, you know, if mint does what it does to cigarettes that it does to ice cream and mint chocolate chip, I'm down.
It doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't. I've tried it. It doesn't.
Nasty.
I'm surprised no one's came out and said that that's like racist, because I mean, a lot of black people like
menthol. Oh, they even say in the article.
they said it's racist?
No, I missed it. They literally said in the article that it was going to
disproportionately affect.
Yeah, that's the favorite phrase. That it was going to lower. What is it? Lower the number of cancer cases in blacks.
My.
Oh, my God.
That's one way to say it.
we're banning menthol so black people can't smoke. That's basically what they said.
So, oh, God. It reminds me of that. So yesterday.
But we're giving them crack pipes.
Right. It's right. Fine.
Hand that shit out.
Long Beach Grippy, as you've noticed, has changed his profile picture to be a different celebrity, like every day.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
And he was Robert Pattinson yesterday. He was wearing the North hat from Kanye West.
Oh my god!
And his name was Long Beach Robert Pattinson. And he said something to the effect of, "I don't know what you blacks are out here doing." And he got so many retweets, and all these people were like, "I almost had a seizure until I realized it was Griffey." Because people thought Rob Pattinson tweeted, "You blacks,
you blacks." Fucking Griffey, dude.
The fucking Twilight Batman star gets on Twitter drunk. He's like, "Here's the problem with you blacks."
He killed his wife. I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, Jesus. Here we go.
Here we go.
I love it, man.
So here's another facet to that hypothesis you had there, Ethan, is Bill Gates shorted Tesla. He bought $100 million worth of Tesla puts.
Really?
Yeah. And Bill Gates hit him up. I was like, "Hey, did you fucking short my company $100 million? He's like, "I want to talk to you about philanthropy opportunities." He's like, "No, go fuck yourself," pretty much.
That happened?
So that happened.
Really?
Yeah, that happened like recently. So things are starting to come together.
Where'd you hear about that?
Hold on.
I want to read it.
Oh, God, I found the tweet. He posted a TikTok of these two white girls dance, like miming a rap song. And he said, "White people decide to mind their business and you blacks still get mad." That was his first tweet when we had Robert Pattinson's fucking face. People lost their shit.
And I love then, it. Love it.
Never mind, I shouldn't say this word. We won't be able to put it in the podcast. He said, his tweet today, "I love Elon's Twitter. He basically bought it so we can say whatever we want." And then he drops the N-word hard on and says, that's refreshing.
Yeah.
They didn't give the whole thing. I don't know why. But there was a conversation circulating on Twitter between Musk and Gates where Musk asked Gates, "Do you still have a $500 million, actually. Do you still have $500 million short position against Tesla?" And Gates replied, "Sorry to say, I have not closed it out. I would like to discuss philanthropy possibilities."
What?
And yeah, I don't know why they didn't give the rest of that. Because the rest of it is, I really want to find it because I don't want to fuck it up. He said, "I can't take you seriously because of this and this and this."
What, the rest of it's Bill Gates admitting he drinks children's blood or something? What?
No.
That's fucked up. Well, why would you do that?
How do you turn a short position into charity? I'm confused.
Musk, no, that's what we call
blackmail.
Yeah, that's corporate. It's not blackmail. It's not. I know something, and I'm going to tell everybody. That's
extortion.
Extortion. Thank you.
Extortion.
Oh, Musk, I thought you meant. Okay, I understand what you're saying now. Never mind.
So Musk responded to him. "Sorry, I cannot take your philanthropy on climate change seriously when you have a massive short position against Tesla, the company doing the most to solve climate change."
Okay, that's fair.
That's what he said back. Yeah,
that's fair.
So,
yeah.
So, I wasn't wrong. It's fuck you, eat shit, and die. But it was way more eloquent than that.
Can we all agree? Can we just take a moment? Is this something that we can agree on? Like, Bill Gates is a piece of shit.
He's a fucking lizard, man. I'd nail him to a cross tomorrow if you let me.
Okay. Snow.
I don't know if I have that strong a feeling about it, but I don't think
him, come on.
I don't think he's nearly the Jesus people think he is.
No, he's evil, dude. Hey, he's evil.
Why do you say he's evil?
Because he's probably fucking his evil. Vaccine
standpoints. He's pretty pushy on a lot of.
He literally
stuff.
Said we're gonna reduce population. With vaccines. It's like, I mean, he didn't stutter, y'all. He didn't go back and correct himself. He said nothing.
Okay.
He just, this is what we're going to do.
So I think that
you don't like it.
Another thing about Elon, and I think that I've brought this up before, is that he has the exact opposite opinion. He believes that we don't have enough people.
Right.
And that's going to be our problem.
Right, because we're going to have to inhabit two planets eventually. I think that's where he's going with it.
Oh, you think so? I thought he meant that expansion and growth, like of manufacturing and jobs and all this other stuff, and we're just not going to have enough people to fill the roles.
Yeah, that's some of it too. Because I mean, that's a different podcast about world pop and all that shit.
Yeah.
I don't say this to. I'm not trying to start an argument, but I was curious because I thought I remembered the quote you're talking about in the TED Talk. For Bill Gates. So I looked it up. I found a quote. There's a quote that was given by him and his wife in the same, what's it called? They have a name. They have a really cringy name. No. It's the TED Talk, but it's the newsletter that goes with it. It has a stupid fucking name. It's like a thing that if you present, it doesn't matter. I'm gonna read the quote. This is the full quote. "When more children live past age 5, and when mothers can decide if and when to have children, population sizes don't go up, they go down. Parents have fewer children when they're confident those children will survive into adulthood. Big families are in some ways an insurance policy against the tragic likelihood of losing a son or a daughter."
Mm-hmm.
That's their quote around vaccines.
No, it's not. I can go find you the one where he said, "We're going to reduce the population
I have
with vaccines."
No, he says, "The world today is 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. If we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by 10 or 15%.
There you go. He's told you exactly what he was going to do.
I have both quotes. I mean.
Right. I don't know why you didn't lead with the one I was talking about, but okay.
Well, because I was trying to get context. I assumed you knew your own quote.
I know what he's talking about.
What I'm saying is I don't fucking believe him. And I think he meant what he said the first time.
I think you're reading
just
into it.
Kill
lot.
People.
I think he's, anyway, different podcast. Point is, I don't trust him. I don't like him. I don't think he's benevolent at all.
No, I don't think anyone at that power level is. I think it's naive to think they are.
Well, I do know what they all think at that level, that there's way too many people. We got to reduce population. We're all going to fucking die because there's too many people. And that's, Elon doesn't believe that either.
Okay. He says he doesn't. I don't think he's again.
Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he's playing the long game.
I said people at that level for a reason. He's included in that. When you get to a certain monetary and power level, you're not human anymore, man. I'm sorry. I discount you as being human.
Lizard. He is a lizard, and we can't nail him to a cross without conscience.
Lose touch. Yes.
All right,
with
cool.
the rest of the Glad population. We agree.
Yeah, you definitely lose touch. I mean, fucking. So, I'm sorry. Real quick before we end, I know y'all have watched some of it because we've talked about it. The Johnny Depp and Amber Heard fucking trial and all the memes and the ridiculousness that's come out of it. Have y'all seen the clip when Johnny Depp's talking? And
no.
I'm not going to name drop. She's behind me. Don't say your name. If you can hear me talking to you, do not say your name. But my wife doesn't agree with what I'm about to say. She thinks it's a sneeze, but there's a clip where someone farts mid-sentence when Johnny Depp is responding to the prosecutor, to Amber Heard's lawyer, and he goes, bless you, and he keeps talking. Fucking high-profile case, and you hear, and he goes, bless you. It's fucking hilarious. There's been so many... If you want to look at... talk about, like, clown world, I think this trial, from both sides, they've both done such monumentally stupid, childish shit. Both of their lawyers, I would say her way more than him, but there's just been so much stupid shit come out from them and their lawyers. Like, dude, it's fucking clown world. Clown world embodied in a civil
it's
suit.
Stupid. It's
so,
stupid.
So, here's the, and this isn't my own thought.
Give me the conspiracy theory. It's coming.
We're getting the live trial of this retarded ass, who gives a fuck divorce court, pretty much.
Yep.
But Ghislaine Maxwell, that shit was under lock and key. She goes to jail, but all the people, all her quote unquote clients, we have no idea who they were, if they're being tried, if they're being hunted, are they wanted? We don't know. We don't know.
That. Hey, easy. Have you taken your vitamin calm today?
No, obviously not.
Enhance your calm, John Spartan.
John Spartan.
Calm down.
He's double dipping in the Super Male Vitality.
It's just fuck. It's like, what? No one cares. Every time I see, I mean, it's funny. It is funny, and I'll agree. I've laughed my ass off at this, but it's just like, who gives a shit?
Why is this
news?
Right.
I mean, because a lot of people are watching it, man. I'm not trying to be funny. It's just,
but they're being told to watch it, and that's what annoys me. You will watch it. Yeah. You should watch this, and it's like. There was like the biggest child pedophile ring thing went down last year, and no one knew about it.
Yeah,
that's sick, man. That's fucked up.
While we do bring up supplements, I just want to say Chode House podcast has a supplement line coming out. Dick Pump 2000, 3000, and 4000. Depending on how much you want your dick
guaranteed
pumped.
To turn your dick into a chode, no matter how long.
Guaranteed.
It won't make it happen.
It won't make it happen. Tired of having a beefy, long dick.
You can have a stubby, fat dick.
It's a dick stump.
Three easy payments of $420.
$0.69.
We take Bitcoin. And
we take
Dogecoin.
Dogecoin and Bitcoin.
Yep.
Oh my god.
All right, guys.
It's been fun. Y'all have a fantastic night.
Bing a nap. Thank you all. Thanks, listeners. Whatever. Chode House.
Wherever you are.
Wherever you are. All right, good night, guys.
Peace.